But yeah, no, I think it is for everyone. I mean, I think it's just I know a lot of people love dressing up for Halloween. It's just Halloween all year round, so it's just a fun thing. And also, especially with the fact that the availability of buying costumes, commissioning costumes, even if you're not a craftsman, you can still cosplay and have fun and just portray your favorite characters, which, yeah, so I mean, it is for everyone. Wants to do it.
And another prominent point for cosplayers is the interaction with photographers. I mean, what do you think about, you know, your image, you know, these costumes that you design are being posted all over?
I mean, it's whatever. Like, I usually work my hardest, and I'm very much a perfectionist when it comes to completing my costumes, and will delay wearing costumes if I don't think that they're acceptable, like, for me to portray myself with them, and I can't get the best of what I want out of that costume, especially since I slaved away over it for hours and hours and threw a lot of money at it. So it's whatever. I like pretty pictures.
That sounds good enough to me. Now, some of you guys who were at KatsuCon sitting at the Sailor Moon panel there might have met Barry via just by the fact that you were volunteering with Char. What's it like to work with Char? And, you know, what's been your story working with one of the more prominent public faces of the Sailor Moon franchise?
Well, Char's amazing. I love her. She's actually, I was introduced to her a while ago by my friend when he was interning at Funimation. He was like, "You need to meet Char. Char is you from the future." And I was like, "Okay, that's fine." So, but as I got to know her over the past year and a half, she's just a phenomenal person. I really, really, really respect her, which is why I'm always happy to help whenever she asks. As well as also, it's really cool to experience that side of convention going, the whole industry side. But overall, she's a dream to work with. I really enjoy working with her. Makes it sound a lot scarier than it actually is. But as long as you work hard, be attentive, it works. It's not a big deal. Nothing too scary.
Indeed. And I mean, what do you think about that, especially when relating to cons? I mean, that you're meeting these people who, you know, you admire their work in a ways from afar when you're watching it on your Hulu or you're watching it on Toonami, you're watching the anime, and then you're meeting the people who are behind it. I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, just...
Oh, that's amazing. I love it. That's why Anime Expo is probably one of my favorite cons, because you do get to meet just so many people within the industry. Like, even in my first year, I met a ton of people. Hell, I met the CEO of Nipponichi Software, which was the coolest thing. And he's my bro, and we would wave to each other, even though he only spoke Japanese and I only spoke English. So it's amazing. And like I had mentioned before, I got to interact with the character designer and the director for Kill la Kill, which was very cool. And also and then on the American side, even like meeting the voice actors behind Sailor Moon and other series that I enjoy. It's very cool, and it's interesting to see other people's perspectives as far as how they came into it, and especially since a lot of voice actors out there in the anime industry are fans as well.
Indeed so. Now, with all this industry contact, the fact that you are an artist, I'm not going to specify which, I'm going to leave that to... I'll leave that to your fans to figure that one out. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think, you know, considering your contact with the industry, do you think, like many fans, you might actually consider a chance in the industry itself?
I definitely would if I had the opportunity. I do some work as a graphic designer, and will be doing some more eventually once I actually have a degree and have learned a little bit more. But it would be really cool. I mean, I currently work for a cosplay website, so that's also kind of industry right now, I guess. So if the opportunity presented itself and I didn't have any other opportunities, I think it'd be really cool to do that. I would definitely not scoff at it. I would totally be like, hell yeah.
Indeed so. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to tell everybody?
Don't do drugs, stay in school. No, I'm kidding. Do drugs and stay in school. But no, I'm kidding.
I'm sure somebody will like that.
Keep doing what you do. Don't let anyone tell you any different. And also, don't get involved in the drama. And if you do, just take a step back every once in a while and remind yourself why you're here. And it's not, if it's for the drama, okay. But if you're upset about the drama or whatever, just take a step back, take a deep breath. We're all just weird nerds who dress up and run around at conventions. And that's just, you do you.
Absolutely. And where might everybody be able to find you?
I have a Facebook page, which is Barracuda Cosplay. And I also more predominantly use my Cospix account, which is cospix.net/Barracuda. I also highly recommend checking out the rest of the Cospix site and signing up for an account, because it's a really cool up-and-coming cosplay website that there's a lot more to it that's coming, and it's a very cool, very good way to present your cosplay and showcase your photos, your costumes.
I see.
Yeah, that's where you can find me. I'm also on Twitter, and that's OMG, it's Barry, and same handle for Instagram. But I don't know, that's just kind of more me being stupid in real life, so.
And there's no such thing as stupid in real life. There's just real life.
Fair enough.
All right. Well, Barry, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me this evening.
Of course.
And I would always, and I wish you best of luck in all your future ventures.
Thank you. Same to you.
Right on. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.